Today we start a new chapter. باب تحريم استعمال إناء الذهب وإناء الفضة في الأكل والشرب والطهارة وسائر وجوه الاستعمال. The chapter on the dislike or the prohibition of using gold and silver utensils for eating. So the prohibition of using gold and silver utensils for eating, drinking, purification and all other uses. Islam is such a beautiful religion, such a beautiful deen, that it teaches us simplicity, simplicity in the way we live, simplicity in the way we conduct ourselves, simplicity even the utensils that we use, that they must be simplicity, that don't unnecessarily waste. There are so many people out there, they don't have food, there are so many people out there, they don't have drink. Now if the wealthy are going to waste their money and squander their money on things that don't have any need, for example, spending on gold and silver utensils, how much of money will get wasted? Because as a person is more affluent, then he wants to impress more, he wants to show off more, he wants to have more things that can show. And today we know cutlery, just general cutlery, how much people spend and how much of people use. Imagine if it was allowed to be used in gold and silver, how much of the money of the wealthy would have been wasted just in cutlery. So this deen is teaching us so many things, that don't waste your money in these things. If something can be used simple, use it simple. This is an ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are taught to integrate. Everyone integrates with another. See the brother who read the Fajr Salah, he's from Burundi. People from Africa, how can they integrate with people from America? People from America, how can they integrate with people from Australia? People from Asia, how can they all integrate? If everyone comes down onto simplicity, it becomes very easy. Otherwise, the wealthy will remain ultra wealthy, the poor will remain ultra poor. So some of the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that don't go into these things. If something is gold and silver, a man is not even allowed to wear gold and silver jewelry. Not even allowed to wear these things that are made of gold and silver. So therefore, this beautiful deen is teaching us something, that simplicity is part of our deen. We don't go on to extravagance even to the least. An Ummi Salamah radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, alladhi yashrabu fi aniyatil fiddati إنما يجرجر في بطنه نار جهنم متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم إن الذي يأكل يشرب في آنية الفضة والذهب حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said one who drinks from a silver utensil is gulping down the fire of Jahannam into his stomach. So much of warning. It's wasting. You can drink from a normal cup, whether it's a polystyrene cup, whether it's a plastic cup, whether it's a normal metal cup, whether it's a glass, but he can drink from there. But now what is the need to have a silver, pure silver utensil? Actually, one who is doing this is gulping down the fire of Jahannam into his stomach. Another narration of Muslim Sharif has that one who eats or drinks from a gold and silver utensil. So in not just this hadith first mentioned silver utensil, in Muslim Sharif it comes gold or silver utensil, this is the end result. عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نهانا عن الحرير والديباج والشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة وقال هن لهم في الدنيا وهي لكم في الآخرة متفق عليه وفي رواية الصحيحين عن حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تلبسوا الحرير ولا الديباج ولا تشربوا في آنية الذهب والفضة ولا تأكلوا في صحافها. Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from silk brocade. Again, now this got to do with clothing. They don't take a liking for too fine clothing. This fine, the silk, that is fine clothing, expensive. What is the need to take normal clothing, absolutely normal clothing? So therefore also we discourage from silk. We told not be prohibited from silk. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited us from silk brocade and the drinking from gold and silver utensils. He said they are for them in this world and for you in the hereafter. But don't lose hope. For those people, disbelievers, they can use this. This is for them in the dunya. But for you, it's stored in akhirat. You'll get your chance, you'll get your opportunity to have gold utensils, gold and silver articles of use. That will be for you in akhirat. Silk is there for you in akhirat. Dunya, just come unto simplicity, come unto humility. And not only that, in Jannat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the palaces are built of gold and silver. The houses are built of gold and silver. It's not just the utensils. Who can build today a palace of gold and silver? This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for the believers in Jannah. Another narration has Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not wear silk or silk brocade, do not drink from gold and silver utensils, and do not eat from such plates. And Anas ibn Sirin rahmatullahi alayhi qala kuntu ma Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu inda nafarin min al-majusi فَجِئَ بِفَلُوذَجْ عَلَىٰ إِنَاءٍ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ فَلَمْ يَأْكُلْهُ فَقِيلَ لَهُ حَوِّلْهُ فَحَوَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ إِنَاءٍ مِّنْ خَلَنْجٍ وَجِئَ بِهِ فَأَكَلَهُ رَوَاهُ الْبَيْهَقِي. Hazrat Anas ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that I was with Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu and a group of magians. When some faludhaj, these magians are fire worshippers, when some faludhaj is a dish that is served in a bowl, some type of dish that they would have, like they would eat from a bowl and not normally from a plate. So this was brought in a silver utensil. Now look, this sahabi, this is what you call people who have been trained under Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes we are sitting with Muslims, or sometimes in a gathering of Muslims, and a person is feeling shy to practice on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he was with fire worshippers. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was with fire worshippers. And he was a fire worshiper, not even Muslims. And this utensil that was brought with this faluzaj in it was brought for him to eat. And then look what he says. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu did not eat from it. The person was told, change the utensil. So now the person went back. Didn't feel shy. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This is how we live. We don't feel shy. So even that example or that, where that sahabi, that morsel of food had fallen, and he was told that, where are you? Be careful, where are you sitting? You are in front of high ranking people. You are in front of people that are very supposed to be so noble. And then what he said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاؤُلَاءِ حُمَقَاءِ. And I leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these foolish people. In other words, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people don't have any knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us from the ultimate knowledge. Why should we leave out the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu was also trained directly under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 9 years he was in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 9 to 10 years, from the age of 9 till approximately the age of 19. Grew up in the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is where his education came from. Now when he is with all these people and he served like this, no way I can eat like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us something else. So he did not eat from it. The person was told to change the utensil. So he placed it in a wooden utensil. Brought it in a wooden utensil. And he brought it. Anas radiallahu anhu then ate from it. This is the shan of a Muslim. We are taught to be humble. We are taught to be simple at all times. If by extension we can take this and we can apply it to our living conditions also. Is something that I'm doing, is it just purely for show? Am I spending so much on the chandelier, hundreds of thousands, is it only for show? Or is there some benefit, extra benefit, or can I do with a normal light? If I'm putting very expensive, exotic tiles in my house, can I put simple tiles and it will do the same purpose? If I'm buying a car, am I buying an exotic sports car, or can I buy something more simpler that will do the same benefit? So every aspect of our life, a Muslim has to ask himself, am I wasting here, or am I on, simplicity? Am I following the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There's no harm in having good things, but so long as it's giving us some extra benefit. If it's only for show, then deen has taught us that leave that show for akhirat, leave that fame and that popularity for akhirat, leave everything of exquisiteness or of beauty that is not required in dunya, that extra beauty, that extra exquisite, that extra show, leave it, Allah Pak will give it to us in akhirat. But in dunya, come on to simplicity. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should try and come early for the Jummah Salah, take into account all the sunnah of the Mubarak day of Jummah, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf, encourage the family also to read Suratul Kahf, and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah, because ulama of the opinion, it's very likely that the du'as of a person are answered in this time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.